you got the weed. Oh, bitch, we're back.
By popular demand.
By popular demand, we're back. Did you miss me? Like, I miss you.
Okay.
But yeah, back again by popular demand.
For the 47th time.
Yeah, so this is late night with Roman. And of course, I have my recurring guest, Adrian.
The celebrity guest star.
Yes, that you are. That you are, bitch.
I am.
So, bitch, I know this is like totally off topic, but I mean, everything we talk about is off topic, right?
Nothing is off topic. Everything is on. And this is politics and religion.
Now, why the fuck am I just learning today that hippos are almost like indestructible?
Because hippos aren't a popular animal, people don't know what them capable of producing.
First of all, I had no idea that hippos were that ferocious.
Like, you need to watch Discovery Channel more often. They're vile
creatures. They're vile creatures.
And they're very fast for some reason. Some big fat shit.
Mm-hmm. From the videos that I've seen, I have no idea. Like, they're literally like running in the water and they're like using the water to like push them up. Mm-hmm. So it makes them move even faster.
But they're still fast and actually they're short.
With them short sort of thing?
The running is really cute. It just makes you giggle. This big everything and like all the four little figures that bounce like okay. And you see the two shit moves, you know? Like,
I know, but there's just something about that word.
You know the saddest thing? Like, it's not really sad, but how it come up, it seems sad that elephants can't jump.
Why does it seem sad that elephants can't jump though?
Because I just think about like a baby elephant trapped in like a manhole and it can't come out. As opposed to cross a little trench and it can't jump in.
But I mean, they're like seriously heavy and I mean, the world is ruled by gravity, so if you're against gravity.
That's why it's just sad.
I mean, imagine if my elephant stepped on you.
First of all, I wouldn't even allow you to come 6 feet, much less that close to my face. That's a foreign animal. I have to keep my distance.
You know, I've always wanted to meet an elephant. Really, why not?
I don't know.
I've always wanted to go to the Sahara. I want to go to Sahara. I want to meet an elephant. I want to ride on an elephant. Ever since I watched Indiana Jones, bitch, been a goal of mine. I don't remember which one of the Indiana Jones then, but I know it was one of the older ones.
I think you go to Thailand, the best place to go to ride an elephant.
Yes, Thailand.
You said Africa.
I know. I would want to go to the Sahara to like see, you know, the tigers.
I would love to see a lion though.
And the lions and shit and zebras.
It's just striped horses.
Have you ever seen a zebra before?
Have you seen a horse before?
Of course I've seen
a
horse.
Then you've seen a zebra.
Which I've ridden a horse.
You know, I have one.
No pun intended.
Memory.
You're so late. Get me the lighter.
Many horses.
Get me the lighter. Again.
I have one faint memory of me riding a horse with my mom. Like, at a very young.
It's over there.
I should bring that memory back. Horse riding.
But yeah, I can't believe we're talking about animals right now. But let's keep it going because I like where this is going. Have you ever been to the zoo? Have you ever been to a zoo?
No. Yes. No.
Is it a yes or a no?
I've been outside of a zoo.
Outside? As in Hope Zoo?
That's the one. No, the one in the country area.
Which one in the country area?
The one
in Senti.
Right.
Yeah, I've been there. That was the zoo that I went. I don't remember what the zoo the name, but I've been there.
It's very popular. We should know this. Which is very popular. We should know this. COVID,
yes. Fuck up everybody, man. Yes. I know it's in Lacovia. Somewhere there, so. I've been there.
No, it's not in Lacovia.
I saw my first lion there. Yeah.
I don't know. I ended up there. I was with a group of people, but we didn't go in because we didn't have any money. It was just like a trip, and it was like, it wasn't on our list. Some went, others who couldn't afford it. Party outside. But I've been to, what I discovered recently, I was talking to my friend that I've never really been to any of the attractions here except for Ostrich Park. Otherwise, I've never been to any of
them. I've been to Ostrich Park.
That's the first thing gave me all that bird doo doo.
They shit a lot.
It smells like full shit though.
Yeah, it smells like full shit, and it's a lot. The quantity. And their eggs are so fucking big, like, why?
And they're hard.
And they're very hard. They can literally knock out somebody with that shit.
Tastes like chicken. We're not supposed to eat them there. It's not.
You're not supposed to eat ostrich. Like, who would eat ostrich though?
It's not the egg it's supposed to be.
But, yeah. But anyways, back to that zoo though. I saw my first lion there. I think there were zebras there because there was a whole lot of animals there. I was so gagged.
It's more than what
I think there were. I think there were a giraffe there as well.
They had to be monkeys.
Were there monkeys? No, there weren't monkeys. I don't recall there being monkeys. Yes. There were monkeys. Okay. I remember that. There were monkeys. There were the small monkeys, but they were there.
Like the one from Aladdin?
Like the ones a little bit larger, but somewhere near.
Okay.
I do remember the lions. I do remember. Of course, they had crocodiles. I think there was a zebra there. I think there were zebras there. There was a whole lot of animals. I was so gagged.
They had deer because we have deer here.
No, there weren't any deer.
But
I do remember playing with the snakes. I do remember that. There was a chameleon. There were a couple chameleons there. And they had some reptiles like lizards and little big lizards. Them. There were doves. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I wonder they have more animals up here. And why isn't that zoo more popular?
It's mostly catered to tourists and school kids.
I feel like
people get a deal.
And the location where it's at, it's...
Oh my, it's so... It can barely find it.
It can barely find it.
It was like an off-beaten path kind of grown corner.
Right? Because I remember when I went, it wasn't like, it literally, I never like, say we drive the deer, we literally like went to Senti and we were like, you know what, let's go to the fucking zoo. You know, because me and my friend, like he was a photographer. So I was like always the assistant. So anywhere that they went, I would just, you know, just tag along.
I would love assistance.
Yeah, and I would take pictures with them as well. So, yeah.
Oh, interjection. Quick question. I should know this, but it keeps eluding me and I keep asking. When someone asks you, are you mobile? What does that mean?
It means if you drive.
They can just ask. It seems like a weird sentence. Are you mobile?
I think it can work both ways. It can mean if you drive or are you able to like travel like freely.
If you don't have two, it's too confusing. Someone asked me today, I was like, no, I mean that's it.
Friend, if somebody's asking me that on Grindr, that it's 9 times out of 10 I'm gonna ask you if you drive.
Let me feel a wee when I ask a person that like I should be driving. But then if I was driving, I would be a different person.
So,
yeah.
I said the same. If I was driving, I'll be a totally different person.
One of my exes was telling me that when we were together, he was happy that I wasn't working because he had a fear that once I stopped work, everything would go downhill.
Okay, so that person wanted you to be a bum and to stay a bum.
I mean, he was taking care of me. He was taking care of me.
Oh.
Like when he leave, I leave his card with me and he got like years and then he's still getting payment with on the same way. So I get to like shocked. Like,
what happened to that person?
We broke up. Sure, it's not that serious.
Of course it's serious.
It was hell. Mm-hmm. 1 year and 3 months of hell.
Mm-hmm.
There's no privacy. Every time I go to the house, I have to remove my password from my phone.
Ooh.
If I get a phone call, he has to know who is it. And if he feel comfortable with what I say, he might take the number to the phone and call the person.
Funny story. Sorry to interject, but I just feel like I had to like bring this up because I know they're gonna listen when I post this anyways. So I, you know Nick from Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a full out argument the other day. Like we didn't talk for like 2 days and I was like, I'm just gonna like stay over here and just like you stay over there for a moment because you're pissing me off. That was really, that
you
was
know,
really...
those are the greatest victories. Like having over the phone conversation, you know, so you're like, fuck it, I'm done, boom. You can end the conversation right there. So instead of in the face where you can't walk, and you can't walk back at you.
I still do that. I can still do that because I'm that bitch. But the whole point of the argument, it was silly, but it felt super, super important to me.
What was the point of the argument?
They just randomly added me from my Twitter. I was like, I'm not giving you my Twitter.
Why?
That's what they asked me.
And that's why I'm asking you why.
Because, okay. The reason is because I just feel like there has to be a boundary that needs to be set when it comes on to like social media. I don't need it to be everywhere.
Right.
Where I am, I don't need you to be in my space, all up in my grill everywhere, you know what I mean? Like seeing shit, because you know I talk a lot of slick shit.
Right. You Twitch. Speak your mind.
Right.
Which if you didn't annoy you well enough, then you would feel offended, like, is this bitch coming at me?
Not really that. Mm-mm.
Shut the fuck up. Sometimes you post shit, like, you have to look at it like, I know you're not talking to nobody, but it feels like you were throwing jabs here and there sometimes. Shady shit.
I mean, if you want to see it as shady.
But I get why you don't want to. I mean, if it was not a friend or a random person, fine. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm.
They
could see me also. They must right. see me in private life.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Twitter is my community. That's like.
Right. That's where you express when
that's
you
my
can't
world
talk
right
to
there.
People. Yeah, I get it.
So they were upset because they were like, oh, you never said no to me before, and this is the hill that you want to die on. Bitch, that was so funny.
Did you laugh at the time? Wait, were you on the phone or like texting?
No, we were on the phone.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I mentioned that said no for the first time, the Beyonce song popped off. I said, yes to your mama.
Right?
Yes
to you. The first time I said no.
Like I never said yes.
Live.
Right?
Oh my God, I live for that reference.
Oh, I was watching a little clip today and then it was Shadiest Reality Show Fight and one of them came from...
What kind of what?
Shadiest Reality Show Fight.
Shadiest Reality Show
Fights and
fights
Arguments. And one of them came from a doctor reality show. I think you know it.
Married to Medicine.
Yes. And the girl was at the pool with the guy, and the guy was like, you know what, I'm over you. And anyway, call the girl a bitch. And the girl walked, so she walked, she quote Beyonce, what's something to quote?
Okay, I'm waiting for the joke to hit me.
The joke, she was quoting the song and walking away, even though she was losing the argument. You'd have to see the video to get it.
I guess.
You're being very strong right now, sis.
How am I being strong?
You're speaking with your chest.
And my chest is very nice.
It's protruding.
My chest is very nice, okay? I mean, it needs work, yes. But it has potential.
I will not deny that.
Yeah, it has potential.
Yeah. You just need consistency.
Yeah.
And commitment.
I need to hit the gym, bitch.
Usually expensive. You know, see, I don't think gym is.
It's not. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can prioritize my expenses for the gym. And I think somebody was telling me there's a gym that you can pay like $1,500 per day. Mm-hmm. I think that's the gym that he goes. Mm-hmm. So, I can prioritize going to the gym. I've been thinking about it, you know. I can be one of those dudes. But do I want to be one of those dudes?
No, no one likes those people. Coming and grinder only need a gym buddy for that.
I'm a grinder. Bitch. What's that like though?
What?
I've been there in so long.
Nothing new, sir. Nothing new.
But, tell me why. tell me why the fuck is, this year Pride not giving?
Wait, the Pride actually happening?
Yeah, it's Pride Month.
I know it's Pride Month, I thought it was canceled.
It was?
I mean, Corona. That's why, because last year was like a wake up call, like this unnecessary shock, so people are didn't recover.
Bitch. Is that a fucking lizard over there?
Where?
On the shirt.
No. Oh. It's a shadow of something.
Oh, I'm seeing things.
Which is one thing is that? Then again, it could have been worse.
Could have been worse. Anyway, okay. Is it the way you just share a couple of hours ago?
No, because you were serious. I was like, what is it?
I dead ass thought it was a lizard. Because they're like, where the fuck the crocodiles here come from? And why the fuck are there dogs outside barking?
Because we're in a concrete ghetto. I've never seen lizards. Here. I've never seen, you know, other things that I'm sure not to see.
You told me that you've never seen ants here, which is
right,
weird.
Right, I've never seen ants here, which is very weird.
Because I've been having ant issues.
They just don't come up with ants here.
Because there's always food on the counter.
Right, and it's still can't see ants.
Which is weird, knowing I'm so fat. There's always food here.
You see now, when you call yourself fat and I make fun of you, I'm making like I'm the fucking villain, this toxic person, fat phobia as you call it.
Yeah.
I'm just working with you. You calling yourself fat, so why can I not call you fat either?
Because in my mind.
Right.
Right? When I say fat.
Is P-H-A-T fat?
Right. It's P-H-A-T fat. Okay? Right. I'm not like obese. You know what I mean? Which I got curves. Okay? I got a potential. And no, and it's not. No. Let me not say that. Scratch that. Retracted. I don't have curves. Well, I do have a fat ass. But no. I'm making reference to... I have, like, a jock body. I could legit be a jock. I could.
Okay. And I could have a swimmer's body.
Yeah, you could.
But I am not that determined.
You could have a ballerina body.
You know, I've been asked a couple of times, multiple occasions, are you a dancer? I'm like, no, do I look like you have the body of it? I like that instead of, do you play sports? Do you play basketball? And no, because I'm just tall. I have
asked. I get asked a lot if I dance.
For real? Mm-hmm. Why would people assume that? No offense.
I mean, do I not look like I dance?
You know, my honest opinion, no. You don't have a dancer's body.
Ouch.
I mean, I've seen you move. You do have moves. You do have rhythm and whatever, but you don't have the dancer's look or vibe.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that's okay.
That's just my opinion.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, beauty is I have to behold of.
Yeah. I look like I'm a singer. More than a dancer. Or better yet, I look like I'm a actor.
It's annoying. See, that's the thing, as you said before, like, when people ask a certain question, you give them your honest opinion. I don't think they should be upset.
Even I'm if not it's something, upset.
No, I'm just saying that, like, in general, like, people normally, like, you ask them, them ask you something, you know, your honest opinion, just because it's not what you want to hear, you're going to be offended or things they probably think less. It's just how they see it. And I do that all the time, and people think I'm a bad person. It's just like...
But here's the thing, though. It all depends on delivery.
I only make everything funny, so that way no one takes me seriously.
No. And there's a time and place for everything as well.
I know that I don't do certain things like how I would like shine the light, like make fun of you. I wouldn't do that in front of a group of people. Like, even if I do it, I wouldn't say certain things.
You know, as you talk about shining light on my insecurities, somebody posted a video that has really, I don't know,
sparked your interest.
Not really sparked my interest, but it gives me some sense of motivation, you know, to feel better about my insecurities. Stop fucking talking about it. Yeah, stop talking about insecurities. Stop talking about your insecurities. Stop bringing it up. Because, like, when you bring it up over and over and over,
right,
then that's what people are going to be hyper-fixated on.
Yeah.
Because when they see you, they're now going to be thinking of that same insecurity and probably even might use it against you.
And a great example is I have a friend, you know who this friend is, and every time that friend brings up his insecurities about his mother, like, and we all know when this comes out, like, we always try to avoid any conversation that requires you to talk about any family member, because as soon as that happens, everyone turns to him, and then him just stops.
Ooh.
And they're like, okay. And then there's no letting go of that conversation until he decides to.
Yeah.
So depressing.
Yeah. That's when I say I'm fat, I'm not like really digging into like insecurities. I'm just like, you know, getting used to the idea.
I never thought about my insecurities before. It's really weird. I mean, I do ask questions when I'm confused about certain things about myself, and then depending on how the person responding, like, okay, and then use my interpretation and make smush both together and come with one solution and leave it at that. Whether it work or not, that's its business. Mm. But that's how I get rid of men. So I don't really think about insecurities too often.
Oh. Yeah, because I was about to ask, you know, if you have any type of insecurity.
That's why I was asking the questions earlier. It was because it was a thought that popped up in regards to me.
Interesting. And that's a good thing, you know. And you just accept you. Wait, is there water in that?
No.
Oh, because I'm feeling thirsty, bitch. Uh-huh. I wanted the Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Yeah, give me the Coca-Cola.
What happened to the Pepsi?
I wanted the Coca-Cola.
You remind me of my fucking former boss. When she comes to the bar, oh my god, Adrian, I'm so thirsty. Can I have a beer, please? Look, I mean, what? If I could want the water, I'd be thirsty. No, she wants beer. I think, well, an ice cold beer will calm me down. And she gets like, ah.
I live.
Girl, my eye roll. She and her husband is a mess. When the husband come over there, he call me, ugh, I'm so thirsty. And I stood there, I was looking at him. And like, sir, can I get you some drink? Oh, thank you. I would love some lemonade.
That's so manipulative.
I know why. Him choose lemonade, I have to make it from scratch. I wouldn't feel like a diva. I'm like, I want something blend.
Yikes.
I mean, it's in there.
I hate bosses that are like that.
No, it's, I don't take it negative. I feel to me, how I interpret it is their way of, you know.
Who?
It's their way of trying to relate to me, you know, get closer.
But it's just not a grinder message.
No, it was just a random text message. It sounded like grinder.
But anyways.
So yeah, I just use it as their way of getting closer to me, because it never really feels slave-like.
Nice.
Are you trying to cut me off, you binge? You're so terrible.
You talk too much. Sometimes.
Yeah.
When you're high. Yeah. Like, so unrelated. Like, you go on tangents.
When I'm drunk as well. Mm. I had 2 beers 2 days ago, and I just chat the entire time.
Mm. I don't like that.
Yeah. Deal with it.
No. Because I was saying, I keep saying that we're like two different persons. Like, when we're high, you're like day and I'm like night. Yeah, because you're like on 10.
And I'm like 5.
No, I'm like -0.
Oh.
Because I get like super chill, like super calm.
Because I don't really use, I'm on a 10. If I'm always home, like home, and I'm high or whatever, I'll be a 0. I'll be just in my room lying down.
You'd be on a 7.
No, I'll be in my room just lying down. No, you'd be on a 7. I'm telling you, if I'm home, I'm just in my room lying down, listening to some, watching something. You have to come and look to see if I'm here. And like, when I'm here now, I have you, so I'm on a 10.
Oh, that's nice. Nice when you can be comfortable around friends.
Sometimes.
So wait, are you saying that you're not comfortable around me, bitch?
That was a joke. You're supposed to laugh. Ha ha.
Well, I'm not laughing.
That's your fault.
You know?
Not mine.
Because I've been losing friends.
You're a loser, I'm afraid I'm gonna lose you.
Ooh.
Girl. I don't lose people.
But you know what? On that note, let's end it right there, sis. Let's end it right here. But anyways, guys, you know, this is just us going on a random, you know, tangents. Ooh, that should be the name of our show. Okay. Random Tangents. Late night with Roman, dot dot, no semicolon, random tangents.
Yeah.
We talk about the zoo, we talk about animals. What else we talk about? I forgot about what we talked about.
Tangent stoners.
Anyways, bitches, later.